Jill Steadman is here again with the business news.
Thanks, Rachel. Aer Lingus will today begin its new route to Cleveland, Ohio. This will be the airline's first new long-haul route in almost 4 years. It comes amid strong demand from US consumers looking to visit Ireland and Europe, boosted by the strong dollar and the removal of COVID restrictions. We're joined now by Lynn Embleton, CEO of Aer Lingus. You're very welcome.
Good morning, Jill.
Why Cleveland, Ohio for your new route?
Well, Cleveland is the largest US market that doesn't have a direct service to Europe until now, of course. And what's key here for us is the Dublin hub strategy that we've been pursuing for a few years now. And Dublin is so well geographically placed to be that gateway for connecting customers from Europe to the US. You know, we've got the advantage of the immigration pre-clearance here at Dublin. And importantly for us, we took new narrow-bodied, so smaller, long-range aircraft into our fleet over COVID, and that opens up new secondary markets that we can now fly economically and viably that we couldn't have done on bigger aircraft. So Cleveland's a large unserved market, and for us, 19th destination on the Aer Lingus map compared to just six a decade ago.
Okay.
So we're really building growth across the Atlantic.
Okay, consumers are becoming increasingly climate conscious when it comes to booking holidays. What are you doing to reduce the airline's impact on the environment?
Yeah, well, first of all, aviation, I've said many times, aviation is a force for good and we do need to decarbonise. And we were the first airline group to commit to net zero by 2050, first European group to commit to sustainable aviation fuel target by 2030. And we've been just invested in these next generation aircraft and they're 20% more fuel efficient than the aircraft that they've been replacing. And then importantly, we are working with government and with aviation players across the sector to get the sustainable aviation fuel really going for this industry. It's critical to decarbonising and it needs an awful lot of coordination across all of the players.
Okay, this morning the DAA announced proposals for new sustainability measures at Dublin Airport. They'd see a new 25% discount off runway charges for airlines that operate the most environmentally friendly aircraft at all times of the day. Would you welcome those measures?
Well, as I said, first of all, we're committed absolutely to decarbonising and anything that encourages that across the industry is really good news. So look forward to looking at the details of the DAA's proposals and joining in that consultation.
OK, we know leisure travel has rebounded, but has business travel recovered post-pandemic?
Business travel recovery is lagging leisure, but we're seeing some incredible leisure numbers. US passenger numbers are up 20% compared to pre-pandemic levels. And the survey data that we're seeing is that Americans want to come to Ireland and want to come to Europe.
Okay, but are we still seeing that for reduced demand for short-haul flights and routes to the main tech industry destinations?
Well, short-haul leisure is phenomenal, and the bookings again and our capacity.
For business, sorry, business there, I mean.
So for business, we're filling our flights well now, and we've seen some uptick in business demand over the last couple of months. But what we're seeing is leisure travellers wanting to fly in our premium cabins and take advantage of the space and the advantages that come with that.
Okay, if we turn to capacity issues at Dublin Airport, earlier this month you said you want to see new stands built quickly around the terminals that already exist rather than thinking about a third terminal. Are you confident that will happen quickly and that the capital plans are in place for such a development?
The capital plans absolutely are in place. We've got... We've seen that we need stands that facilitate this hub airport that we've spoken about. We need quick connections for customers coming from European flights into the and connecting onto the US, and we need the stands for that. We believe the capital is there, the plans are there, and we need to get on and build them now.
We saw huge delays at Dublin Airport last summer. Is Aer Lingus prepared for the busy summer season, and will you have enough staff?
Oh, we've been recruiting so many staff over the last 1,000 staff over the last 6 to 8 months for getting ready for this summer. It's going well. We've had many busy weekends under our belt now, and certainly the troubles across the sector from last year seem to be behind us.
Earlier this month, Ryanair agreed an order with Boeing for 300 new aircraft over the next decade. What plans do you have to add to your fleet?
Yeah, we've got some new short-haul NEO aircraft coming this year. These are the most fuel-efficient aircraft that we can bring into our fleet. And we've got more coming next year too, including for our long-haul growth. We've got XLR aircraft, which are extra long-range narrow-bodied aircraft, and they'll open up even more new routes like Cleveland for us to operate in the coming years.
OK, Lynn Embleton, CEO of Aer Lingus, thanks for joining us.